On Tuesday, there was a declaration in the White House. A declaration about a peace plan for the Israeli-Arab or Israeli-Palestinian conflict. This declaration, this plan was described as, these are some of the descriptions, analysis I read about it. This move was a roadmap for their own future and for their own elections rather than the Middle East. Two men casting themselves as peacemakers. One of them is impeached, the other is indicted. They did disservice to their own nations. They tried to bring us peace in the Middle East. It was for them to serve their own purposes, not to serve the Middle East or the whole world. Another one said it was more an annexation plan than a peace plan. A third one said a recipe for renewed division and conflict in the region. When you are biased, when you consider Jerusalem the eternal capital of the state of Israel, and then you relegate the Palestinian capital to a village outside, people who lived there for thousands of years, you drive them out, and you give legitimacy to Jewish settlements, illegal Jewish settlements, this is not peace. These are recipes for war, for more conflict, more instability in the region. Much have been said about this, but I found refuge in the Quran, in what God says. Same story happened 3,000 years ago. It happened to the Jews in the same land. They complained to Musa alayhi salam. قالوا قال سنقتل فرعون said سنقتل أبناءهم ونستحي نساءهم وإنا فوقهم قاهرون. قاهرون means dominant. I'm not going to listen to them. I'm going to slay their boys and keep their women alive so I can take them as slaves. And I am dominant above them. وَإِنَّا فَوْقَهُمْ قَاهِرُونَ And they cannot say anything. But what happened to Fir'aun? And what happened to his army and to his peace plan? What happened? Musa alayhi salam says, you have to. They came to him complaining. This is what he said. قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاصْبِرُوا This is the answer. This is the remedy. This is the resistance. This is the real plan. If they have peace plan, we have another peace plan. Our peace plan is written here in this book. It's a true peace plan. اسْتَعِينُوا بِاللَّهِ Seek help from God. Put your trust in God. There is God. There is justice system there. استعينوا بالله, put your trust in God. What does it mean? Not only to say, oh God, help me. I have to go back to God. If I am away from God, if politics takes me away from God, if dishonesty takes me away from God, if lying and cheating takes me away from God, I have to go back to Him. This is the meaning of استعينوا بالله. If Palestinians and Arabs and Muslims, they put their differences aside. They work with ikhlas, with dedication. And they seek forgiveness. They seek repentance. They go back to God. استعينوا بالله. This is the meaning of استعينوا بالله. Go back to God. Seek help from Him. We cannot seek help from God when we violate His rules. When you break the law, you can't seek help from Him. You only seek help when you mend your relationship with Him. Your relationship is good. Then God is willing to listen. استعينوا بالله واصبروا. If Muslims are busy fighting each other, we have sectarian killings, Shia-Sunni killings, This country bombs that country. This country launches attack on that. Our weapon is used among ourselves, not against our enemies. The weapon of the Muslims today is used against Muslims. How can God listen to us? استعينوا بالله واصبروا. استعينوا بالله واصبروا. Go back to God. Be patient. The result will be إِنَّ الْأَرْضِ. Verily, truly, the land belongs to God. The land does not belong to Israel or the Palestinians or the Arabs or this community or that or this president or that president. إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ. It belongs to Him. يُورِثُهَا. He will bequeath it to whom? يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادُهُ. Whomsoever He likes, He chooses. Not what the White House chooses or Netanyahu chooses. يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. And then this sentence, the conclusion is very powerful. The conclusion is very powerful. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the end belongs to the reverent, to the pious, to those who go back to God. So don't worry. Don't worry. Let them devise many peace plans. What will happen? Nothing will happen without God's permission. We have a trust in God. We have to stand together. The righteous, the true believers, have to stand together. When we are together, nobody can defeat you. But when we are not together, we are divided. We don't have ikhlas, we don't have sincerity. Then no land, not just Palestine. Your home is not going to be your home. You're going to be driven out of your home, your neighborhood too. استعينوا بالله واصبروا. Remember these two sentences always in your life. If you seek victory, استعينوا بالله واصبروا. إن الأرض لله يورثها من يشاء من عباده والعاقبة للمتقين. Next Saturday, not tomorrow, Saturday, February 8th, we're going to have the Arabic session at 6 p.m. inshallah. The Saturday after it, February 15th, we're going to celebrate the Milad of Lady Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam. And Sunday, March 8th, we're going to celebrate the Milad of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam. And the keynote speaker is Sister, the Honorable Sister Rabab al-Sadr from Lebanon, inshallah. She's going to be here on March 8th for the celebration of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahumma aghfir lil-mu'mineen wal-mu'minat wal-muslimin wal-muslimat al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat tabi'i Allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil-khayrat innaka mujibu al-da'awat. Allahumma وحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين وعجل في فرج إمامنا وصاحبنا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.